The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Maybe, just maybe, we should have done an entire hour on whether or not Justin Tucker was trying to stir up trouble with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, because I kind of think maybe he had his kicking tee there just in the event, I don't know, maybe somehow, whoops, Mahomes tripped and twisted his ankle over the kicking tee is all I'm saying. Did Justin Tucker not see the other quarterback who was warming up there? But now that we've gone back and watched the video, so the first video that Jay put up on our show Twitter after our CBS is just of Mahomes and Justin Tucker. And in this one, you're not going to believe it. Patrick Mahomes may use Travis Kelce as his enforcer on the playground, but I don't know, he's instigating himself. Not once, but twice, he throws aside Tucker's tee. And the second time, it's after he and Tucker have an exchange. And Tucker turns his back for 2 seconds, and Pat picks it up and chucks it again. So after, it's actually really funny. I'm telling you, this is total gamesmanship. I'm on board now with Tucker doing this on purpose. Because he puts it right back down where Mahomes moves it the first time. And then after he and Mahomes have a brief conversation, Mahomes waits till he turns his back, picks up the tee, chucks it again, and then tells Travis Kelce. It's actually quite amusing.
Kelce is like his crony here.
Well, of course he is. They're dudes. They're bros. Wait, I forget every time. What's the good one? Bra, bro, or bruh?
Probably bruh means you're really tight.
Oh, it does? So yeah. What does bro mean? You're not tight?
Acquaintance.
Okay, so then what is... So bruh is tight.
Yeah.
Bro is, okay, I know you.
Yeah, I like a little
and
more
than
that.
And then what's bra?
Bra, like, it means you're surfing.
Oh. Jay. Jay's the guy that I go to for my cool quotient. I tell my fourth and fifth graders at church all the time, I am not cool. If you're looking for someone cool, that is the opposite of me.
I don't use bra that much, or ever, once in my life, honestly.
Oh, but you know what it means?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Travis and Patrick, I call them one of the old married couples in sports. They can finish each other's sentences. For better or for worse, they are forever tied together. Jay calls them bruhs. Wait, bruhs?
So let's say, like, Travis was having a conversation with Patrick, and he'd
right.
be like, yo, brew, what are you doing?
Brew?
That's how that would probably work.
Brew? Okay, I'm very confused. Stop trying to put in another
I don't know
inflection
how they call
there.
Each other. Right, just
anyway,
call them Patrick.
Yeah, they're hooked together. And I can imagine if Patrick wants some enforcing done, that Kelce would be the one that he would turn to. And so check out these videos on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. Again, the first one is Patrick Mahomes warming up, minding his own beeswax, but in the throwing motion, he kicks Tucker's tee over because it's in his way, it's in his follow through. So then he and Tucker have a brief conversation. Tucker picks one up, kicking tee, as Kelce walks by Patrick. So that's when Patrick tells him. Tucker stands the tee up again, puts the ball down, turns his back, and before he's even fully turned around, Patrick picks it up and chucks it again. So that's the first order of business. The second video on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, even funnier, because now, after Patrick has told Travis Kelce, Kelce has no qualms. As Tucker's facing them, he doesn't do it behind his back. As Justin's facing them, Kelsey goes by, grabs the tee, a couple of footballs, the helmet, it all gets chucked. He's down there chucking everything that belongs to Justin Tucker. And so I think, here's what I think. Tucker did it on purpose, hoping, all right, maybe not hoping, but I mean, if he twists an ankle, what am I going to do about it? I was just there warming up. Patrick politely says to him, hey, I'm kind of warming up here. Tucker, quote unquote, moves the tee. Patrick doesn't like it, waits until he turns his back and says, dude, that did not work for me. But you'll see, he and Travis have a brief exchange. He said to Travis, can you get his, out of my way? Can you get his Sheba out of my way?
Oh, he threw it.
He definitely threw it. I'm telling you, the two of them were in cahoots, but it's because Tucker had no business. I'm telling you, Tucker was trying to get
he
in.
He was there first. How wide is the field? You got to go right there.
The only thing I would say is that it is Tucker's house. So, dude, go warm up somewhere else is what I would say. Like, yo, this is my stadium. Could you imagine him doing that at Arrowhead?
No. I think Kelsey would have done the same thing. Well, how about Mahomes, though, waiting until Tucker has his back turned to sneak in there. Come on.
You got to. It's like clockwork. The second that Justin turns away, Patrick picks it up and chucks it again.
He's afraid of him.
Oh, stop it. No one's afraid
of a
kicker.
Travis Kelsey went right up to him and looked him in the eyes and threw his helmet.
No one's afraid of a kicker. The best part is that as Travis is chucking his stuff aside, he's doing it right in front of Justin because Justin's stretching and Travis just is walking along his row, chucking aside helmets, it's awesome.
Travis isn't afraid.
I mean, again, it's a kicker. Would you be afraid of a kicker?
If I was a quarterback of the kicker, no.
If you're the tight end?
I'm the tight end, absolutely not. That's why he looked him right in the eyes and said, I'm throwing this across the field. Do something about it. And Justin Tucker's like, oh, I'm willing to let it go. Yeah, I bet you are, Justin.
That's what I'm saying. Patrick was sly about it. Travis couldn't have given two shakes. You know. So funny. I want to hear Tom Brady break this down. This is what I need to hear from Tom Brady in his latest round of analysis on Let's Go.
Do the Ravens play the Chiefs next year? Maybe he'll be in the booth for the game.
Maybe. Although generally it would be a CBS game, but you never know. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I hope you survived your Monday without a toilet leaking through the floor of your house. That would be me. I did it for you. It could be worse. You could be Dan Campbell, who still is feeling the weight of the Lions' loss in the NFC Championship after being up by 17 points. I can hear him trying to find the positives. I really can. But, man, this one still weighs on him. And he's looking around his locker room and saying this is on all of us.
This is what you hear about all the time with catastrophes. You know, it doesn't take one or two. It takes 12 things to go wrong. And we did all 12 of those wrong in all three phases. And ultimately, where we've been so good, when one area is struggling a little bit, the other two pick them up. We've been really good about that. And that was the game in the second half where all three phases just, we were not good. And we continued to make mistake after mistake after mistake in all three phases. And when that happens, that's where a game like that against a very good opponent, you know, their guys showed up, man.
Catastrophe. He likened it to a catastrophe. This is what you hear about catastrophes when 12 things have to go wrong. I'm telling you, he's wearing this. He aged about 5 years, maybe 10. But Campbell can bounce back. That's what he does. Dan Campbell, when he does fail miserably, he does it aggressively. He does it with the fight, with the pushback, thus the fourth down calls and some of the other choices that he made that a lot of people didn't agree with, including Tom Brady. But it doesn't mean it isn't going to cost him something. I mean, that's the thing. Anything worth having is worth sacrificing for, and Dan Campbell's going to apply himself even more. This one, he's going to carry. And yet, he's already looking ahead how the Lions can build on this.
Consistency. Got to stay consistent, which we've done for 3 years now. You know, stay true to what you believe in. When it comes time to start over, you start over. And it's all about like I, what I said, the hard work, the detail. We got to be physical. You know, that's part of who we are. But if you start to deviate off of what you've been, you know, and I think the other thing, you got to be careful you fall in a trap with. The more success you have with these players, the more attached you get. And you got to be careful you don't get blinded. And that's hard. That's hard to do. You know, you got to see it for what it is, step back, and make sure that the player is producing and is capable of producing at a high level, and take your emotions out of it.
That part struck me as a little amusing. Take your emotions out of it. Except, is that a little bit like do what I say and not what I do?
He's really good at that, right?
Take your emotions out of it. It is part of becoming disciplined. It's part of being consistent. You have to channel your emotions instead of allowing your emotions to control you. But still, it's sort of funny to hear Dan Campbell say, take your emotions out of it, because he's all emotional 100% of the time.
And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Yeah. The locker room does believe in him, which is unique. And when you've got that, I truly believe the goals are within reach. And he knows these guys are bought in.
In this line of work, when you stand in front of those men and you're selling them on what you really believe, I know that's not the easiest thing to do. And especially with where we came from, stepping in here, is a number of players that didn't have success, had not known success, and it's the next coach telling us this, this, and this, and why should we believe in that? And the fact that a number of these players that were already here, to watch them buy in and trust it and believe in the process, and then us to have success, that that's special.
I feel bad for him. I do. I really like Dan Campbell.
I'm good.
I've got controlled fury. The thing is, he doesn't hide his emotions well. He's the antithesis of Bill Belichick. I mean, the two of them couldn't be more opposite. And yet, I love Dan Campbell. It's because he's all in. It's because he's so invested. It's because his players can see that no one's going to outwork him. He's going to set the tone for that locker room. And right now, he's doing it. But if you can get your top guys to buy in, well, then you're good. Frank Ragnow is one who was out there playing hurt, by the way. So that was his definition of being all in. And he's just one of the Lions who is raving about Dan, even as they lost that big lead on Sunday.
He's the best. He's one of the best people, leaders I've ever been around. Transparent, authentic, passionate, you name it. He's it's a pleasure to play for that man. I just didn't even realize how good of a coach there is out there until I met him. He's just blew me away, and he keeps continuing to blow me away, and it's just a pleasure to play under him.
Wow. That's an offensive lineman. By the way, you won't find smarter guys on the team. In my experience covering football, not just the NFL, but also college, they are often the smartest dudes in the room. So there you go. That was quite the endorsement for Dan Campbell. Almost as if he was trying to save his job, which of course is not in jeopardy. Right now, there isn't a place Dan Campbell can go in Detroit where he's going to have to pay for anything. Now imagine if they win a Super Bowl. When they win a Super Bowl? How about that, Jay? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. No, stop it. I don't believe in jinxes. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. There are some questions, of course, like Josh Reynolds. Two drops? As in two? No. Oh, no.
Happens, man. I know what kind of player I am. Didn't want to drop him. You know, I mean, it happens. I just.
I'm sorry, what happens?
You know, do I want those back? Oh, of course, you know. But I can't. And, you know, I just gotta work this offseason and be prepared for the moment when it comes.
I will say, it's often failure that is the best teacher. The only way that failure is the end is if you give up, you quit, you go away, or that's where you choose to finish. Otherwise, failure is a memory that can stick with you and be a constant motivator, can push you. I know for me, I often stew over and analyze the failures far more than I would ever celebrate or even acknowledge the successes. It's the failure that sticks with me. And the best piece of career advice I ever received, this was pretty early in my career, before I'd made the jump to network radio. A friend of mine who worked in TV in Oklahoma City, after I'd been fired the first time, was my initial phone call. And he said to me, as I'm bawling my eyes out, I'm thinking my career is over, "You haven't made it in this business until you've been fired at least twice." His point was, failure is just part of it. It's how you get to where you want to go. Trial and error, trial by fire. They did you a favor, right? They allowed you to go in a different direction. But either way, you're not battle tested until you've been through a bunch of these moments. And he was right. I got fired two more times. I got dropped from a rotation another time. But it's part of my journey, and it only served to increase my tenacity, my determination, my commitment, and also my drive and my motivation to be better than anybody else. So yeah, he was totally right. And it's true for Josh Reynolds. I hope it's true for Zay Flowers. It's a bit cliche, but there is some truth to every cliche that what doesn't kill you can make you stronger if you choose to allow it to make you stronger, to build character. I think a lot of people look at Jared Goff and think Detroit is probably the best thing that's happened to him.
You learn you can handle a lot more than maybe you think you could, and how tough you are, you know. And I think I always knew that. I you know, never really had a chance to truly prove it in the circumstances we had here over the last 3 years. But you learn a lot about who you are and who you want to be and who the people around you are. And I'm very proud of the people around me and the people that are in this building, and proud of myself in a lot of ways too, but mostly just proud to be a part of this. And we've had, you know, a hell of a year and a hell of a 3 years, if you want to sum it up that way.
You don't hear Jared Goff share that much. It's clear that there's emotional fallout from this and that it's really tough for these guys, but this is why the media shows up to exit interviews, because sometimes you get the raw emotion and the raw reaction. By the way, he may or may not have a future in Detroit, so what about that, Jared?
Yeah, I love this place and love Dan, love all the coaches, love all my teammates, and it's not out of my hands in some ways. You know, it's up to my representatives and obviously the people upstairs. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I think I've loved every second of my time here and would love more. And again, I can echo what I just said. I love Dan. I love the coaches. I love the players here and my teammates. And it would be great. But it's not up to me.
Well, the reason the question is being asked, because this is how it works in pro sports. Think Mike Tomlin. 1 year left on his deal. Mike McCarthy, 1 year left on his deal. Jared Goff has 1 year left on his deal. And often when we're talking about this late in a contract, the guaranteed money's gone, right? And so what athletes want, I mean, very often guys hold out because they're in the final year of their contracts and they don't have a new deal or more guaranteed money or any job security beyond this year. So he is going into the final year of his deal, and then he becomes an unrestricted free agent, meaning he can sign anywhere, right? No team options, no player options, that's it. And the question is being asked because as he gets into this next season, a lot of times agents, players, teams don't negotiate in season. So will he get an offer from the Lions that would give him job security? And here's the other thing. When free agents are considering your team or when you're considering roster and personnel moves, if your quarterback is not signed beyond 1 year, well, sometimes that may cause free agent, maybe wide receivers, tight ends, yada, yada, to shy away. Now, if you pay them enough money, they're going to show up. And if they like the culture and if they think they can win, ultimately that matters more to most, I believe. But in the case of a quarterback situation that's unsettled, the question has to be asked. What if Jared Goff leaves, and then who's throwing me the football? I can imagine that's what Justin Jefferson is asking right now. Not that Kirk Cousins is the best thing since sliced bread, but he and Justin have developed a very prosperous connection. So he's got to be wondering what happens. Every receiver in the NFL does that for sure. Could you imagine how the Buccaneers felt going from Tom Brady to Baker Mayfield and not knowing? I mean, it worked out really well, but can you imagine? They were probably like, oh, man.
It was awful.
No. That is not true. Also, your responses to the whole Justin Tucker, Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes flat before the AFC Championship are hysterical. Share some of those. And are you interested in seeing Tom Brady in the booth? I really am, especially after hearing some of his comments about championship weekend. You can tell he's been practicing. There's a guy in Hawaii named Dave who's listening to the show and is like, could be Tom Brady's hype man. He's all in on it. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and our Facebook page too. Good morning. It's After Hours on
The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Get ahead of postage rate increases this year with Stamps.com. It's like your own personal post office. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
BS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Get it here. It's a two-possession game with less than 2 minutes to go. Murray from 12 feet. Good! 110 to 105. Inbound goes to Damian Lillard. Backcourt pressure being applied by KCP. Denver wants to waste as much time as possible. Lillard to the left hand leaves it. Blocked by Gordon from behind! Lost out of bounds by Lillard! The play of the game, Aaron Gordon! He's beast mode, baby! 5 seconds left to go in Denver. Back over to Jokic. 3-2-1, and there's the horn! Denver with a fourth quarter take care of the Milwaukee Bucks. Jamal scores over 30. Nikola Jokic triple-double. Denver 113, Milwaukee 107.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of Jason Kosmicki on Denver Nuggets Radio. And leave it to Nikola Jokic and the defending champions to spoil the debut of Doc Rivers as the head coach of Milwaukee.
You put that in your pipe, you smoke it.
Mike Malone, by the way, victory 400 at the expense of one Doc Rivers. Anyway, I fail to understand the Milwaukee Bucks and their strategy. If you wanted Doc Rivers or a veteran coach who could focus on defense and get the personalities to blend and mesh together, then you should have hired him in the first place. Trust me, he was not chomping at the bit to go work in TV. So now you got him, and this was his first game. And between the Bucks and the Nuggets, there are a dozen lead changes or so, dozen ties, 9 lead changes, something along those lines, if I remember. And Doc was pleasantly optimistic, honestly. And it'll probably change at some point when he gets cranky from being back on the road and doing all the traveling. But for now, pretty excited about being back as a head coach. 25 years for Doc.
Tonight was an offensive loss. Like, I didn't think we were crisp offensively. We had stretches where the ball was humming and hopping, and then we had stretches where it didn't. And that's those stretches we have to clean up. But overall, I was very happy.
What about Dame? What about Giannis? Actually, Giannis was raving about Doc Rivers following this loss.
It was great. It was great. Everybody have to have patience. It's new. The way we play, the way we defend, it's going to take a while to get used to. You know, we slowly adjusting, changing a couple stuff.
I like what he has to say. Giannis is always so honest. It's going to take a while to get used to. Yeah, well, thanks for nothing, Bucks front office. But according to Doc, no issues working with these guys. He says they're very coachable. We'll see about that. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It's just tough to make a change at this point, and it still makes no sense. But the Bucks decided they'd better off bringing in Doc Rivers now. Not 7 or 8 months ago, but now. Now would be the perfect time to make a change. You guys are cracking me up with your responses about Justin Tucker and the Chiefs and warming up. So we'll have to share some of those before the top of the hour. But speaking of cracking up, every now and then, you know, we come across a piece of audio that makes us laugh. And with our apologies to Luka Doncic, because I don't think he was attempting to make us laugh. He probably is just needing some time at home. And I know that the NBA schedule gets really grindy at this point in the season. They're not quite to the All-Star break. And honestly, some of these guys, they don't really get the break or as long as a break as they would like. But the travel can wear on you. How many times have you said to yourself, or you've heard someone else say, the NBA season is too long? I mean, it wasn't that long ago that, oh my gosh, who was saying the baseball season was way too long?
Anthony Rendon,
who plays like 6 games a year, and it's still long. The travel can be a grind. The 3 games in 3 cities and 4 different nights, that can be tough. Even if you are Luka Doncic and you're scoring 70+. So the Dallas Mavericks get by Orlando. That was in Dallas last night. And while Jason Kidd is raving on and on and on about Luka and how great he is, blah, 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 Luka's like, I'm done.
It's been tough. 3 games in 4 days. So I got to go home, man.
Can I just go home, please? I don't really want to talk to you guys. It was also Nikola Jokic who said, I have stuff to do. I really want to be here.
Because I have things to do.
It reminds me of Tom Brady. I'm 45. I got a lot of bleep going on. I mean, what? You're not allowed to have a life? Ooh,
what a bad press room, by the way.
I wonder if Luka also has a toilet that's leaking through his upstairs and is coming down into the downstairs bathroom. It might be that. You never know.
You got to get home to attend to it, right?
Mm-hmm, he does. I wonder if he has to file an insurance claim or if that's just for the rest of us.
Luka's in negotiations?
Average folk. In negotiations. You don't negotiate with the insurance company. You know that, right?
Contractor.
Contractor, yes. Insurance company, no. So Luka ends up with another 45 last night. 18 of 21 from the free throw line is what stands out. But yeah, he's doing work. 45 points, 15 assists, and 9 rebounds. Put that next to or near his, what was it, 73 the other night? It's been some kind of stretch for Luka, but clearly a lot of these guys will run out of gas by the time they get to the All-Star break.
I just want him to be okay and at peace.
Strategically placed. 45 against Orlando, 28 against Sacramento, and then Friday night it was the 73 on the road at the Atlanta Hawks. Yeah, the Hawks got quite a show there. There were a lot of really impressive individual performances last week in the NBA, but probably the best game, if you haven't seen it, I encourage you to go back and watch it, was Saturday night. And I know there are very few people watching NBA games these days. It's just true. The ratings have just tanked. I'm sure they'll go up during the postseason, but in the regular season, even Adam Silver admits people are not watching basketball. The younger generation is not watching basketball. They'll watch highlights. They'll engage on social media. They'll watch TikTok. They'll get the bite-sized chunks, but they will not sit and watch games. So the TV networks are actually suffering. The ratings are way down. And one of Adam Silver's challenges now is, what do we do? Do we farm them out to streaming? Right, because more and more people are getting rid of cable and doing streaming services instead. But again, the larger point is that younger people, younger fans, which is what every league wants to attract, they're not sitting down and watching an entire NBA game. It's almost non-existent during the regular season. NFL preseason games draw more viewers than do NBA regular season games, like actual games that matter. So that in-season tournament thing, I mean, it was all right. The championship, they hyped it up, Vegas. But for the most part, the numbers went right back down. The NFL is the only league in the United States that is growing in viewership and in TV ratings. Everything else is going south. And it's been really drastic for the NBA. So maybe you didn't see the game. But the Lakers and Warriors played in the double overtime, and the shot-making was brilliant. That was Saturday night. And the YouTube videos are out, though, so make sure you check it out. Every time Steph Curry and Klay Thompson thought they had the game won, LeBron came up with another huge bucket. All right, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, you can vote for TD of the Week. In addition, you can also let us know your level of curiosity for Tom Brady. And I feel like some people are against Brady because they're on the side of Greg Olson. I think Greg is great too, but Fox gave Brady a contract. That's not his fault.
Greg knew the deal the whole
time.
Yeah,
so Greg knew the deal. Exactly. You know, this is a gig that he accepted. And wouldn't we all? I mean, just put yourself in that position. You're keeping the seat warm for the next great plumber or the next great teacher or whatever else it is. But Fox is willing to pay Greg Olson buku bucks to do it for, what, 2 years? I mean, it's not like he's going to turn it down. Greg is now easily going to either find another job, or I actually think he's under contract with Fox, and he'll still get to call games. It'll just be with the number two. He called it the B team. That's what he called it, the number two group. That's great work. He's getting paid a lot of money to do that. You can't be upset about the greatest quarterback of all time moving into the broadcast booth. To me, that's not a slight of Greg Olson. It's not a knock on him. It's Tom Brady.
He's also not being demoted. This was planned. This was the plan.
Exactly. It's not like they think he sucks at his job and they're bouncing him. No, that's not the same. All right, you guys are cracking me up though with your tweets. A-Law Radio and then our Facebook page too. Just vote and all kinds of things, and don't let your toilet leak through the
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Make this Valentine's Day one she'll remember forever with an engagement ring from JamesAllen.com. James Allen knows each love story is unique. That's why they make it easy to custom design engagement rings at up to half the price of a traditional jeweler. Choose from tons of conflict-free diamonds, both natural and lab-grown, then pick your ring setting and metal. Shop the James Allen Valentine's Day sale and get 25% off with promo code PODCAST. That's 25% off at jamesallen.com, promo code PODCAST.
Says here that Gray Bar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah. Construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
Your ceiling.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. I need a hero.
His heroics made us swoon this weekend.
I'm the best ever.
I am the greatest.
Now it's time to name the After Hours Monday MVP.
I need a hero.
10th play of the Chiefs drive is 1st and 10 after the penalty at the Raven 19 near hash. Mahomes to throw against a four-man rush. Fires it near side to Kelce. Comes back to the ball and hauls it in. Touchdown, Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes absolutely took duct tape and just wrapped the ball around the waist of Travis Kelce for a 19-yard touchdown.
The Chiefs are still the Chiefs, and believe it, you got to fight for your right to party. Believe it, baby. We're going to Las Vegas, Nevada, to go get us another one.
What a goof. The New Heights podcast hasn't dropped for this week yet, so we'll get it at some point. I mean, he's a personality. The NFL can't be mad that Travis Kelce, whatever about Taylor Swift, but the NFL can't be mad that Travis Kelce is going to be on that stage again because he has got some kind of a bold personality.
Nevada, to go get us another one.
Apparently, he is Taylor's type. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, Mitch Holtis on Chiefs Radio. By the way, you can vote for TD of the Week. And so check that out on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. Or if you need to review the footage of Travis and Patrick bullying Justin Tucker on his own field, I guess it depends on how you look at it. But some of your tweets are cracking me up, right? Because many of you can't figure out why Justin Tucker is on that side of the field. But according to Justin, he does this. Kickers do this every game. Can we just hear the beginning of what Justin had to say? So this was one of the top questions at the Ravens exit interviews on Monday. People wanting to know what the heck happened with Justin and the dynamic duo.
For those that don't know, the way it works is each team's kicker goes to the other team's designated warm-up area on the field. And for me, it's usually about 90 minutes before kickoff. So I've been doing the exact same thing for 12 years. Never really had a problem with anybody. But that's just kind of the way we've always done it, and the way kickers around the league have always done it. I saw Patrick there trying to warm up and get some drop back. So he asked me while I was on the ground stretching, like, if I could move my helmet. So I happily got up and I moved my helmet out of the way. At least I thought it was enough out of the way. And then Travis comes over and he just kicks my stuff and he throws my helmet. And I just thought it was all just some gamesmanship.
Me too.
You know, all in good fun. But they seem to be taking it a little bit more seriously. I'm totally willing to let it all go. But I just wanted to explain that that's just, you know, what I've done for 12 years. And it's not like I'm out there trying to be problematic. I'm just trying to get ready for the football game just like they are.
I mean, what he's saying is that kickers will make several attempts at each goalpost because of the wind and also the surface. Now, that doesn't apply to Justin because it's his turf and it's his stadium, but that cracks me up because it is his turf and his stadium, and still Patrick and Travis are like, get the heck out of Dodge. Anyway, Pat removes the kicking tee a couple times and chucks it, but then he tells Travis, and Travis takes it to the extreme. And some of you are cracking me up because I think Justin Tucker was just accidentally, not on purpose. I'm sorry, what? The kicking tee? You accidentally twisted your ankle? Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. This is what I do every game. I don't think he would have been crying if Mahomes had tripped over the kicking tee. Andy says on Twitter, A-Law Radio, what I want to know is when the heck is Tucker going to kick a field goal from the goal line? Meaning, like, what are you doing at your opposite goal line? You're never going to kick one from back there. So that's a good question. Deuce on Twitter, teams are assigned sides of the field. Justin Tucker was on the Chiefs' side of the field, which he does acknowledge. Again, I think that just maybe if Pat's practicing a drop back and he drops and backs up over the kicking tee, then, oh, man, I'm so sorry. Was that in your way? Shoot. I didn't see you there. Sorry, Pat. I didn't see you there.
Travis, who throws them then just without a care, Isn't that maybe arguably more dangerous? Because now they have no idea where they are. The helmets are just floating.
Oh, well. I think they'll land at some point. At least they won't land where Pat is dropping back. He made sure they went out. So if this had been a fumble, there would have been a touchback because they were fumbled out the back of the end zone. let's see. Another one. This is a Chiefs fan. Y'all crazy. I like that. My motto is find people in life who are your kind of crazy. Y'all crazy. Tucker isn't kicking field goals from the goal line. He was 100% trolling the Chiefs. Gotta assume it was in good fun, and Travis probably overreacted, but there was zero reason for Justin to be literally in the middle of Casey's QB warm-up.
They asked for it!
Yeah.
And they got what they asked for!
JC has got a conspiracy theory. Are you ready? Travis Kelce hates the Ravens. When he was a kid, they stole his football team. He's a diehard Cleveland Browns fan. I think that's the secret.
It's a theory.
Yes. Oh, you guys make me laugh. I think it was gamesmanship. Absolutely. I do. I don't think Justin Tucker is without excuse because he does this every game. But to put his kicking tee that close to Pat, and then to set it up after Pat knocks it over the first time. The best part is when Mahomes, like as soon as Tucker starts to turn away, picks it up and chucks it again.
Waits for him to turn. The second he turns his back.
Oh, yeah. That's spycraft. That's what it is.
I don't know.
You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and on our Facebook page. Are you Team Tuck? Are you Team Kelce? Team Tuck or Team Pat? Which are you? In that same division, the AFC North, a lot of Steelers fans wanting to hear from the Rooneys. Why? Because they're keeping Mike Tomlin. They still haven't won another Super Bowl. What's the quarterback situation? Oh, well, Art Rooney spoke with Rob King on Steelers YouTube.
Number one, Kenny. I think we still believe in Kenny and think he has room to grow and look forward to, you know, the new coordinator, the new staff coming in and helping him take that next step. And then, you know, Mason came in and showed what he can do and really, I think, was able to show what our offense is capable of.
I like the music.
Did a great job. And so, you know, love to have Mason back if everything can work out in that way and have some competition at the position. And then, you know, Mitch, you know, we'll just have to see where we go with Mitch and, you know, the other spots that might be available.
Do you think he picked the music himself?
Art? I'm going to say no. Based on his voice, I'm going to say no. Hard no.
That's my favorite part. So what about the future for Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh? This is the second most important question for Steelers Nation.
Mike and I sat down, as we always do, right after the season. And number one, he certainly assured me that he's not looking to take a break or have a sabbatical or any of that other stuff that was being discussed. You know, Mike loves football and loves being here. And you know, so I'm happy he wants to be here this year and into the future.
Oh, yes. There you go. There's the kicker. Into the future. To infinity and beyond. Isn't that Buzz Lightyear?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. That is what Art Rooney's going for. He probably has grandkids who love Toy Story 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and however many there are.
I think a fifth is coming out now.
Interesting. And so for that reason, he's going Buzz Lightyear on your butts. To infinity and beyond.
Wait, I'm thinking 5 might be out. It might be 6 coming out.
Mike Tomlin's never leaving Pittsburgh. Like, ever. Ever. I'm here for it. I really am. While many of my other colleagues are spending their time on the radio ripping Brock Purdy or defending Brock Purdy. I don't even know why he's a lightning rod. It makes no sense to me. I'm just busy talking about the drama in the AFC Championship and also how Mike Tomlin's never leaving Pittsburgh. And I'm good with that. Unless he wants to come to Denver. Oh, sorry, Sean Payton. Whoops. It's a business. It's a business decision. It's not personal. It's business. Jay, we can't ever lose Dan Campbell. We can't ever lose Mike Tomlin. We can lose Aaron Rodgers as much as he gives us plenty of material. Who else do we love to drop on the show? You love Travis Kelce drops.
He's good.
Yeah.
Well, he just gets so like excited. Mike McDaniel is growing.
Oh, Mike McDaniel. Yeah, he's not going anywhere either.
He's a good prospect.
I just can't say. All these guys probably wouldn't be as good in a TV booth, but it makes for great TV. The one guy that I can't see making the transition at all based on his tenure in the NFL is Bill Belichick. And yet that seems to be the report and the speculation. He's headed for TV. Why? He hates TV. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.